感谢神，今天下午我们有三位同龄要为我们做见证。
Thank God, this afternoon we have three brothers and sisters, that are going to share with us their testimonies.
第一位，我们先请 Esther Chiu 温哥华来的姐妹周姐妹帮我们做见证。
First, we're going to ask Sister Esther Chiu from Vancouver Church to testify for us.
Let us all pray in silence.
请大家低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
For those who don't know me, my name is Esther Chiu.
如果大家不认识我的话，我的名字叫做 Esther Chiu.
I was baptized in the True Jesus Church when I was a month and a half old.
我在一个月半岁的时候，在真耶稣教会里面受洗。
I attend church regularly and I'm a fairly optimistic person.
我从小就经常的参加聚会，我也是相当乐观的一个人。
I received the Holy Spirit when I was 13 in Garden Grove.
我13岁的时候在园林教会的冬季学生灵会得到圣灵。
And I'm an RE teacher and a fourth year university student.
那我是中药教师老师，我也是大学的四年级学生。
I've always been quite independent and self-sufficient.
那我一直以来都是有点独立，然后也是可以自主的。
But for me, the past year has been one of the roughest and toughest of my life.
但是对我来说，这去年是我这一生可能最难受的一年。
But also the most blessed and joyous.
但是同时也是我受到最多恩典的一年。
Through the following events in 2009,
在2009年发生的一些事情当中
，I learned that each day our lives comes with happiness, sadness.
我学习到说，我们生命当中每一天都有喜乐，也有悲伤。
Trials, tribulations.
有试探跟患难。
Blessings, chastisements.
有恩典，有惩罚。
Peace and trouble.
有平安，也有困难。
But through all this, I know that we have the help of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是经历过这所有的，我知道我们有主耶稣的帮助。
So in the summer of 2009, I began complaining of insomnia.
在今年的暑假开始，我就开始有失眠症。
And throughout the rest of the summer, I went back to my doctor 3 times to get different sleeping pills.
那在这暑假当中，我去了我的医生3次去拿这个安眠药。
Because the insomnia wasn't getting better, and I was beginning to become immune to all of the ones he gave me.
因为我的失眠症一直没有好，那我对这个安眠药的药效也是，这安眠药对我的这个效果也没开始没有了。
Now by the end of August, the sleep deprivation started to manifest itself.
但是在八月底的时候，我缺乏睡眠的这个后遗症就开始了。
My whole sense of reality was completely skewed, and I no longer knew what was real.
我对我是 reality， 我对现实生活开始没有什么概念。
I had no sense of day or night.
我对白天或是晚上都没有任何概念。
Of time or date.
对时间跟日期也都没有概念。
Of what I actually imagined or what actually happened.
那我想的跟实际上发生的都是不同的。
My mother and sister were home with me at the time, and they noticed that I wasn't eating.
那我姐姐跟我妈妈当时都跟我在家，他们也注意到说我开始不常吃东西。
I wasn't eating and I wasn't sleeping.
我不但没有在吃东西，我也没有在睡觉。
My mother and sister wouldn't let me drive anywhere or go anywhere on my own.
所以我的姐姐跟我妈妈都不允许我自己开车到任何地方。
And they had to sit me down and force feed me.
那他们必须强迫我来吃东西。
Early September rolled around and school was about to start.
在九月初的时候要开学的时候。
I had bought all my books and got them ready.
我买了所有学校的教科书，然后准备要去上课。
And the first day of school, my mother wouldn't let me take the bus to school.
那要上学的第一天，我的妈妈不允许我坐校车去学校。
Rather than letting me go to class, she took me to the hospital.
那她没有带我去上课，但是她却带我去医院。
After seeing many different doctors, nurses, and psychologists.
那在看了许多的医生、护士跟心理学家。
Not a single one of them could tell what was wrong with me.
当中没有一个可以告诉我的问题是什么。
They just said I needed serious help and now.
他们只是告诉我，我真的很需要帮助，而且是现在就需要急救。
They would test my sense of reality by purposely saying false facts about my mother and about the time.
那他们会考验我，我对现实生活的这个概念是来来用他们会说关于我母亲一些不真实的东西来考验我。
Yeah, and they would keep asking me where I was and when it was.
他们会一直问我很多问题，比如像问我我现在在哪里。
And every time I'd answer something different.
那每次我都会回答他们不同的问不同的答案。
Because I truly wasn't sure of anything.
因为当时我真的不确定我在哪里。
And this confirmed to them that I no longer had any sense of reality.
那这就让他们了解说我真的对现实生活没有任何概念。
Finally, my mom took me to the Vancouver General Hospital and admitted me to emergency.
到最后，我妈妈带我去温哥华医院的急诊室。
And I woke up some time later in a bed that I didn't recognize.
当我起床的时候，起来的时候，我发现我在一个我发现我在一个小的病房里面。
And at this point, I was very paranoid.
当时候。我有我对身边的东西都开始怀疑。
And I thought everyone was tricking me, and everyone was out to catch me or take me away.
那当时我一直心里在想，说每个人都在骗我，每个人都想要把我抓去哪里。
So I refused to tell people my name for fear of capture.
所以我就因为害怕别人会把我抓走，我都不敢跟任何人说我的真的名字。
And I also refused to acknowledge who my friends and family were.
我也不肯告诉任何人我的家人跟朋友是谁。
When I was in this place, I was forced to eat medicine, and as I thought everyone was trying to poison me, I was very unwilling to.
那我在这个地方的时候，虽然有人给我吃药，但是我一直以为有人想要把我毒死，所以我是很不愿意的吃这些东西。
And I would not eat until my mother came, and even when she came, she had to force feed me.
一直直到我母亲出现的时候，我才肯吃东西，但是到那个时候，她也是要强迫我吃。
My mom came every day from 9 to 9, which were the visiting hours.
我妈妈每天早上九点到晚上九点都会来看我。
And I could see the pain and tiredness in her eyes.
我可以看到我可以从她眼中看到她的疲倦跟痛苦。
And every night I heard in tears as she would sing.
那每天晚上我都会看到她一边流泪的唱。
Hallelujah, 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 赞美我主。
我都会听到她唱这首。这首诗来赞美神。
For hours until she thought I fell asleep.
她会一直延续几个小时唱，直到她认为我睡着为止。
This is truly the love of a mother, and for this I'm eternally grateful.
这确实是一个母亲的爱，那我对这个是永远的感谢。
Since I was paranoid of being captured, I didn't sleep, but rather I stayed as aware as I could.
因为我一直有这个妄想症，所以。我很怕有人会把我抓走，所以我就不敢睡觉。
After a few days in this place, they moved me to a new place.
所以在那个病房过了几天，他们就把我移到另外一个地方。
They took me in a wheelchair and we went through underground tunnels of the hospital until we emerged in a different building.
他们把我放到轮椅，然后透过地下道把我带出另外一个建筑物里面。
This building was much colder, much older, and much dirtier.
那这新的一个建筑物比之前的还要更冷。还有更老，还有更脏。
And I thought that this was some kind of prison because someone asked me if the police had brought me in.
那我一直以为这是一个监狱，因为有人问我说是不是警察把我带进来的。
My mind was so lost and confused that I became certain that this was a prison.
我的脑海感到很迷惑，我也到时候我一直以为我真的在监狱里面。
And it truly did become my personal prison.
到最后，这个地方变成我个人的监狱。
I was not even allowed to walk out the door without a parent holding me.
因为如果我的父母没有来牵着我的话，我是不准走出去这个建筑物。
The visiting hours here were also 9 to 9, and my parents came to see me daily.
那在这个新的地方的探访时间也是早上九点到晚上九点，那我的父母也是每天来看我。
And here I felt completely helpless.
那这里我是完全的感到无助。
I couldn't eat, sleep, or even bathe on my own.
我不能靠自己来吃饭、睡觉或是洗澡。
My mom had to come to force me to eat and help me shower every day.
每天我的妈妈必须过来来强迫我吃饭，来帮我洗澡。
And I had become as helpless as a child.
那我就如同婴孩一样无助。
When my mom would lie down on the couch after a full day of watching me.
当我妈妈照顾了我一整天，然后坐在沙发上休息的时候
，I would whisper in her ear, "Please don't die, please don't die."
我会在他耳里悄悄地说，请不要死，请不要死，因为我以为他要死了。
Because I really thought she would die if she fell asleep.
因为当时我一直以为，如果他睡着的话，他就会死去。
I had no sense of reasoning or logic.
我没有任何的逻辑。
And I felt like a shell of a person.
没有任何逻辑思考，那我感觉我只是一个空壳。
It was my face and my body.
虽然是我的脸，我的身体。
But there's nothing else about me that this person resembled.
但是我看到这个人，我并不认识这个我看到的这个人。
I felt like a ghost.
我感觉我好像幽灵一样。
Like I simply existed, but was powerless to do anything and change anything in the physical world.
好像我只是存在着，但是我没有办法改变这世界上任何一样东西。
And I was completely detached from my former life.
那我也跟我之前的生活完全的被切断。
I was detached from reality, from faith, and from God.
从现实被切断，从我的信仰被切断，也从神被切断。
And my personality melted away.
那我的人格慢慢的就消失了。
My faith had also seemed to fly away.
我的信仰也消失了。
And my values were lost.
那我的价值观都没有了。
And my Christian self seemed like a distant memory.
那个基督徒的我好像是遥远的一个记忆而已。
I felt desperate, hopeless, useless, and truly lost.
我感到很着急，很没有希望，也很无助。然后我也感到我迷失了。
And every time I tried to make sense of why I was here and how I got here, I couldn't.
每次我试着去想说为什么我在这里的时候，我都没有办法理解我到底为什么在这里。
At one point, I even convinced myself that my family had gone bankrupt.
有一次我还有办法说服我自己，让我以为说我的家庭已经爆产了。
And they had admitted me to the hospital just to get enough food to feed me.
那他们把我送到医院，是因为到医院我才能有食物可以吃。
At another point, I even thought that I assaulted a hospital staff member.
还有一次，我以为我有攻击这个医院的一个人工。
I thought I hit her so hard in the stomach that I killed her baby.
我以为我打到她肚子的时候打了。这个冲破力大到说我把他的婴孩杀了。
That's why they sent me to this prison-like ward.
所以他们才会把我送到这个像监狱一样的病房。
Now church people came in droves to see me regularly, but I was still very paranoid, so I wouldn't let them stay very long.
那教会的信徒也是会一大批的来看我，但是那时候我还是一直在怀疑大家的动机，所以我也不敢让他们待留太久。
Looking back, I think that every other patient in the ward was jealous because I had so many visitors every day.
我现在回想，我觉得可能在医院里面很多其他病人都可能羡慕我，因为我每天都有这么多的访客。
And this is the grace and love of God manifested through brothers and sisters.
那这就是神透过弟兄姐妹来显示他的恩典跟他的爱。
And in this place, there was nothing to do.
在这个地方没有任何事情可以去做。
Just to eat.And walk up and down the halls aimlessly for hours.
每天就是吃饭，然后在走廊上走来走去。
My life was reduced to eating and walking up and down halls and waiting for my parents to appear.
我的生命变成只是一直重复着吃饭，然后在走廊走来走去，然后等着我的父母出现。
I felt no hunger, no fullness, and I was numb to all the pain.
我没有任何食欲，我也对痛完全没有感觉。
And at this point, I remember my father, a truth seeker, telling me how great God was.
在这时候，我就记得我的父亲，他还是一个慕道者，但是他告诉我说，神是多么美好。
He said the Lord would not forsake me, that He loved me.
他告诉我，主不会遗弃我，那主爱我。
Thank God.
那感谢主，他对我这样说。
And as I was so lost and confused, I was also very suicidal at the time.
当时我感到很迷失，那我也有要自杀的。思念。
I would try to scratch myself until I bled.
我会试着一直抓自己直到流血。
Try to put rubber bands around my neck.
我会把橡皮筋绑在我的脖子上。
Tie towels around my neck.
我会把毛巾绑在我脖子上。
And a few times I ran onto the sidewalk trying to throw myself into traffic.
有几次我跑到马路旁边，我试着把自己丢到这个车辆前面。
I thank the mercy and protection of God.
但是我感谢神的怜悯跟保护。
That he didn't let a hair on my head be hurt.
他没有让我受到任何的伤害。
It was truly an ongoing battle, between God and Satan for my soul.
那这时候真的是神跟撒旦在为我的灵魂来交战。
In that moment, I felt like God had truly deserted me.
那在那时候， 我真的以为神遗弃了我。
But in hindsight,
但是我现在回想
God was always right there.
神一直都在那里。
When I had no faith,
当我没有信心的时候
absolutely no more strength,
我完全没有体力的时候
physically, spiritually, and mentally,
不管属灵上还是意志力上
He was carrying me.
主都一直在扛着我。
He was the one fighting my battles.
他一直在为我的这些不同的问题 来征战。
And when I think back and relive that fear and hopelessness,
我现在回想到那时候我感到的恐惧跟无助力的时候
I cannot help but shed tears because God showed such immense love and mercy to me.
我会不住的一直流眼泪，因为神向我显现出这么完美的爱。
Over many days and of tests and observations,
在医院做了许多天的检查跟测试的时候
the doctors concluded that I had an overactive thyroid.
医生发现说我是有甲状腺亢进。
And my thyroid was producing way too much hormone, and this was the culprit.
那我的甲状腺当时候不正常，所以才会造成这些问题。
Now a normal person's thyroid level is around 10 to 20.
通常一个正常人的甲状腺指数是10 to 20。
But mine at its peak was in the 80s.
但是我的一直高到80。
This disorder is called Graves' disease.
那这个病是叫做格雷夫斯病。
And it's actually very common among people.
那这其实是一个蛮平常的病。
After taking different medications and much prayer,
当吃了不同的药，然后祷告了许多时间
I was slowly allowed to have passes from the ward.
我慢慢被允许可以自己走出去。
I was allowed to go for 1 hour, 2 hours, or 4 hours.
医院开始准许我可以走出去一个小时、两个小时或者四个小时的时间。
And eventually, they let me have overnight passes where I could go home and sleep in my bed.
那到最后，他们就给我允许可以让我到其他地方去过夜。
But the battle wasn't over.
但是我的这个问题还是没有解决。
A few times at home, I remember for some reason just taking a knife or scissors to my throat.
我在回到家的时候，有几次我记得我，没有原因的就会把剪刀或是刀子，拿到我脖子前面。
I thank the grace of God.
但是我感谢神的恩典。
That He again protected me and my family.
他一样的保护我跟我的家人。
There are also a few times on the way, from the hospital.
那也有几次我们要，从医院到家里的时候，
I would get,
去医院的时候。
Yeah, I would get sudden panic attacks.
我会突然间非常的紧张。
Like a sort of claustrophobia.
好像很害怕在这个紧闭的这个空间。
And I would demand that they stop the car and let me out.
那我会坚持他们一定要让我下车。
And many times I just reach for the door handles and would try to open the door in the middle of traffic.
有几次车子还在开的时候，我会试着把车门打开。
It got so bad and so scary that one parent had to drive while the other one was sitting with me, holding me down.
这个问题，后来严重到说，每次到医院的时候，其中一个家长必须坐在我旁边。
These were trying times for all of us, and all we could do was pray and believe.That God would help us.
那这对我所有的家人都是一个很困难的时候，那我们只能祷告，然后信靠神。
Now slowly, I started to remember that I was part of. I started to remember who I really was.
那我慢慢的就开始记得我到底是谁。
Each day, my parents would read the Bible to me, let me listen to hymns, and remind me of who I was.
每天我的父母会读经给我听，来让我回想我到底是谁。
And I remembered I'm an RE teacher.
我就记得我是一个宗教教育老师
I'm a True Jesus Church member.
我是一个真耶稣教会的信徒
I'm a hymn leader.
我是一个领诗的人员
And slowly my reality started to return.
那我慢慢的对现实的生活比较有概念
After a month in this place, thanks to the grace of God.
在这个地方过了一个月之后
Thanks to the grace of God, I was discharged and finally allowed to go home.
透过神的恩典，我终于有办法出院
That was because my parents demanded that the doctors let me out.
因为我的父母，跟医生讲说，我一定要，他们一定要让我出去。
It was then that I found out how many people were praying for me and fasting for me.
我出院的时候，我才发现说，有这么多人在为我祷告，为我进食祷告。
And I thank God for every single one of their prayers because truly intercession is a powerful tool.
那我真的感谢神，他们每个人为我这样祷告，因为我发现说，互相代祷是非常有能力的。
It was a very scary time for everyone.
这对每个人都是一个非常 可怕的时候。
But I believe that through these unfortunate events, everyone saw how wonderful the Lord truly is.
但是我相信透过这几件事情，大家都看到说神是多么美好的。
I know that I thank God for my health and my sanity.
我知道我会为我的健康跟我的意识来感谢神。
And I know that we will all be victorious no matter what we face, so long as we are standing on the side of God.
我也知道我们不管面对什么东西，我们都有办法战胜，只要我们站在神的那一边。
Currently, I'm doing very well.
我现在的现况非常的好。
I sleep, I eat, and enjoy coming to church more than before.
我有办法睡觉，我有办法吃饭，那我现在比以前更喜欢来教会。
Every time I get to sing a hymn or wash a dish, I thank God because He has allowed me to do so.
我每次能唱赞美诗、能洗碗的时候，我就感谢神，因为是他让我能够做这些东西。
And after this ordeal, I have a renewed outlook on life.
经过这个患难，我对人生有新的看法。
I know that God has watched me over all this.
我知道神在这整个过程一直在看顾我。
And He has made and has not made me face anything I could not bear.
他没有让我经历我不能承担的。
During this trying time, I found out who my friends truly were.
那在这个时段，我也发现说我的真的朋友是谁。
And how much my family tolerated and loved me.
我也发现我的家人是多么的爱我。
And how much love came from fellow brothers and sisters.
我也发现从弟兄姐妹来的爱是多么的好。
Whether in the form of a kind word, a short visit, a small gift, an encouraging note, or a loving intercession.
不管是几句勉励的话，还是来拜访我，或是不同的东西。
I believe that in all this, God works wonders and performs miracles.
我相信透过这一切，神显明了很多神迹。
I believe that if each of us look hard enough, we can find the miracle that God has performed in our own lives.
我相信如果我们每个人能仔细在我们生命中寻找一下，我们可以发现神在我们生命当中显现的神迹。
I have learned an infinite amount of lessons and through this experience, and I'm certain that I will continue to learn and grow in Christ.
我在经历这一段事情之后，学到了许多东西，那我会一直在主里面成长。
And let us now turn to Psalms chapter 40.
我们现在请翻到诗篇第四十篇。
Psalms chapter 40.
诗篇第四十篇。
Verse 1 and 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Psalms chapter 40, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He turned to me, and He heard my cry.Verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock, and he gave me a firm place to stand.
诗篇第四十篇第一节，我曾耐心等候主，他垂听我的呼求。第二节，他从祸坑里，从淤泥中把我拉上来，使我的脚立在磐石上，使我脚步稳当。
Now, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
I leave you with one final thought.
我想以最后一句来勉励大家。
If we are never put in the dark or fall in a slimy pit,
如果我们从来没有进到黑暗当中，或是被放到祸坑里，
then how can we see the beauty and wonder of His glorious light?
我们是怎么可以看到神美好的光？
And how can He lift us up and set our feet on a rock?
神怎么可以把我们拉上来，使我们的脚站立在磐石上？
May all glory and honor be unto our Lord in heaven.
愿所有的荣耀跟赞美都归于天上的神。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢神 for Sister Esther's testimony. Secondly, we ask Brother Hansen Sui.
我们先请Hansen弟兄来为我们做见证。
Let's bow our head and pray in silence.
我们请大家低头默祷。
Amen. In the name of Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
奉主之圣名，我再次做见证。
My name is Hansen Xie from the Hillsboro Church.
我的名字是韩胜，我是从喜乐伯教会来的。
I'm currently studying at the Food and Culture at the Mercer County College.
我现在在 Mercer County College, 主修这个饮食文化。
I live at home with my parent, my mom.
我现在是住在家里，跟我妈妈住一起。
My mom usually drives me to school.
通常我的妈妈会载我去学校上课。
In early February, my mom was driving me to class during the morning rush hour as usual.
在二月初的时候，我妈妈载我去上课，在早上的时候载我去上课，跟以前一样。
I usually planned to send the front of the passenger seat, but I decided it was easy to send the back.
通常我都会坐在车子的前座，但是刚好那一天我觉得坐在后面比较方便。
So I sat in the right rear passenger seat.
所以我就坐在车子的后座。
Part of the trip to class takes us to a two-lane road that goes into a small town near Princeton.
那到学校的路程，我们会走到一个这个双线的马路，会经过Princeton 的一个小镇。
We got to a T-shaped intersection.
我们经过了一个丁字路口。
We had to ride away, so we did not slow or stop.
因为我们是往前走，所以我们可以先行，所以我们并没有停下来或是慢下来。
But the driver of a school bus on the other road did not see us, and he turned into our road right in front of us.
但是在另外一条路上，有一辆校车的司机并没有看到我们，他就直接往左转走到我们前面。
My mom tried to swerve to the right of the road and to avoid the school bus.
我妈妈试着把车子转到这个路的右边，就避免撞到这个校车。
But the bus hit the left wheel of our car.
但是这个校车还是撞到我们车子左后方这边。
The right front of a car crashed hard into a telephone pole.
那车子的前右方就撞到一个电线杆。
A few seconds after the accident, I heard my mom praying to God.
在车祸发生几秒钟之后，我就听到我妈妈向神祷告。
But since everything happened so quickly, I was too shocked and confused about what just happened.
但是因为一切事情都发生得太快，我那时候也没发觉到底发生什么东西。
I was too shocked and confused about what just happened and to do anything.
因为这发生得太快，我就被吓到了，我也不晓得该做什么。
Meanwhile, other drivers stopped to check on us.
那当时在路过的其他的车辆都有停下来，来看看我们有没有怎样。
At that time, I felt I was okay, so I told them that I did not need any help.
当时我以为我没有事，所以我就告诉这些司机我没事。
But my mom told them that she was hurt, so she though they dialed 911 told us to stay in the car until the ambulance comes.
但是我的妈妈告诉他们说，她受伤了，所以他们就打911，然后并且叫我们留在车子，一直到救护车来到为止。
Once the ambulance and the police came, the paramedics told me to get out of the car, and they put my mom on the stretcher to take her to the hospital.
当救护车跟警察来的时候，急救人员就叫我走出车外，他们就把我妈妈放到这个台上，然后带她去医院。
Since I did not feel that I was hurt, my mom asked the police officer to help me drive to class, so they did.
因为当时候我一直认为我没有受伤，所以我妈妈就请警察送我去上课，所以他们就送我去上课。
However, when I got to school and started walking to class, I began to feel back pains.
但是当我到学校的时候，然后开始走去上课的时候，我就感到我的背开始有一些疼痛。
Then I began to worry whether I was actually injured in the accident and just did not know at the time.
我就开始担心我是不是在车祸的时候真的有受伤，只是我当时没有察觉到而已。
The back pain gradually got worse as the day went on.
那我的背痛，就在一天的过程就越来越严重。
After I got home, I took a shower and to lie down to take a nap.
当我回家的时候，我就洗个澡，然后躺下来睡个午觉。
As I woke up, I felt a sharp pain as I tried to get up.
我睡醒的时候，当我起来的时候，我就感觉到一个很强烈的肩痛。
By then, my mom had returned from the hospital, so I told her about my back pains.
那时候我的母亲已经从医院回来，所以我就告诉她我的背很痛。
My mom told me if the back pains were still there on the next day, she would take me to a brother who was also a doctor.
那我的妈妈就告诉我，如果我隔天背还痛的话，她就会带我去看教会另外一个弟兄，是一个医生的弟兄。
My mom, okay, on the next day, my back pain was still there, so I went to see the brother who took an x-ray rear of my back.
那隔天的时候，我的背还是很痛，所以我就去看了那位医生，那他就照了 X 光。
After he looked at the X-ray, thank God, he told me my back was fine, that I only pulled a muscle.
当他看了这个 X 光照之后，他就感谢主说我的背没有事，那我可能只是抽到这个肌肉而已。
The brother also got a chance to look at the police and medical reports of the accident, which includes some accident photos.
那当时这位弟兄也有机会看一下警察跟这医院做的这些报告。
The photo showed that the left wheel and the front of the car had a lot of damage.
还有一些车祸的照片。那这车祸的照片就显示说这个车子的左后方跟前右方都有受到很大的损失。
After seeing the photo of the damage, figuring where I was sitting, he told me I was lucky to be sitting where I was.
这位弟兄看了这些相片之后，然后也知道说我当时在车祸的时候是坐在车子的那个座位的时候，他就感谢主说我坐的地方是我坐在那个地方是非常非常幸运的。
If I had sat in the front or left rear of the passenger seat, he said I would likely be would have been seriously injured.
因为如果坐在前右方或是左后方的话，我都可能会受到很严重的。伤害。
So I really thank God he watched over me that my injuries were very minor.
所以我真的很感谢主，他是这样看过我，所以我受的伤并没有很严重。
It's because of him I can testify today, standing here instead of sitting in a wheelchair.
是因为他，所以我今天才有办法站在这里跟大家做见证，而并不是坐在轮椅上。
From this experience, I learned I should not take my life for granted because anything can happen to me anytime.
从这个经验我就学到说我必须为我的生命感谢，因为在任何时候都可能会有什么东西发生在我身上。
We should always be thankful that God can save protect us when we drive around the places and arrive safely because he always watches us.
我们应该时常对神感谢，因为是他允许我们可以很平安的从一个地方开到另外一个地方。
This includes my testimony. May all the praises and glory be given to His name.
我的见证就到这里为止。愿所有的荣耀跟赞美都归于他的名。
哈利路亚，请大家低头默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
那见证神给我的恩典，带领我可以认识神、受洗，然后接受神一路的带领。
I want to testify about the grace of God that I received, allowing me to be baptized, and the grace that I have received up to this point.
那感谢神，是我慕道友。大概六七年的时间，那在两年前我来到美国。
I thank God. I have been seeking the truth for 6 or 7 years, and I came to the United States around 2 years ago.
那因为来美国，在生活一些工作的环境当中啊，遇到很多坎坷的事情。那有位姐妹很有爱心，要给我传福音。
And because working and living in the United States, I faceSome difficult situations, and I really thank God there was a sister who preached the gospel to me.
让我慢慢的认识到神，什么是神的恩典，什么是人生的目标。那在我心里面就常常被神感动这样子。
To allow me to slowly to know God and know the grace of God, and know the direction that life should have, so that I can slowly know God in my life.
那也求圣灵求了大概有六七年的时间。
And I have also been praying for the Holy Spirit for around 6 or 7 years.
有一天跟这个姐妹一起祷告，然后她说，哎，你得到圣灵了，问我这件事。那她也很高兴说，你什么时候得到的？
And one time when I was praying with this sister, She told me afterwards, you received the Holy Spirit. When did this happen?
可是我对于我得到圣灵的这个感受没有很深，那我就没有回答他什么，就说哦，感谢神，那神都一直带领我，虽然没有教会，没有传道同龄跟我一起就是来相信神，但神让我在心里面还是认识到他。
Although I didn't have a very deep impression of that experience, so I just responded to her saying, thank God. And even though I wasn't able to have pastors or brothers and sisters in the church help me along my faith, but I'm very thankful that God can give me this opportunity to get to know him.
那这个问题也在我心里存久了很久，我就求问神说，求神亲自验证我的圣灵，因为我真的不知道什么是真的圣灵，我也不想欺骗神，也不想欺骗自己。
So this question has been in my mind for a while, because I really didn't know if this was the Holy Spirit that I received, and I did not want to lie to God.
我在想说，这个节目为什么会听到我有圣灵？因为可能是祷告久了，然后舌头自然会讲灵言。但我真的忘记了，曾经是神让我有很多事情很迫切、很痛苦、很流泪的跟神祷告过。我在想说，是不是因为那个时候我得到的圣灵
？So I was thinking, why did this sister hear that I was praying with the Holy Spirit? And I thought maybe it's because I've been praying for a long time, so my tongue began to slur, and she thought it was the Holy Spirit. But then I began to think the past times when I was praying to God, and when I was praying to Him through many difficulties.
那这样的一个祷告一个问题持续了半年以上的时间。
And so I prayed with this question to God for around half a year.
那有一天晚上工作完回到旅馆，觉得很累，想说赶快祷告，早点休息。
One day after work, I returned to my hotel, and I was very tired, so I thought I was just going to pray and rest.
可是就在这个时候，有一个念头就说，哎，要祷告多久？那就想说三十分钟好了。
But during that time when I was going to pray, I had a thought in my head saying, how long should I pray? And I thought, maybe I should just pray for 30 minutes.
可是当我跪下来的时候，心里想说，哦，我都没有做过这么长的时间的祷告，我做不到，反而得罪神，想说算了，那就可以有多久算多久。
But as I knelt down, I realized that I've never prayed for this long before. And I thought, it's better to just pray as long as I can rather than committing to pray for 30 minutes and not be able to and offending God.
跪下祷告就是你讲奉主耶稣圣名祷告哈利路亚的时候，我会咳嗽的很严重，但我不知道为什么我那天会那样子，我就想说我只是累，我没有生病啊。
And on that day, when I knelt down and I started praying by saying in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, and before I said hallelujah, I began to cough very violently, and I thought it was strange because I wasn't sick.
那我就跟神讲说，我是不是今天哪里做错了？求神原谅，我真的希望有一个好的祷告，赶快休息。
So I told God, I don't know what I did wrong today, but please forgive me so that I can pray and rest.
那我就想到自己，就是感谢神的那个给我的一个想法，就是说我太懒散了，因为我的心都在想别的事情，没有专心祷告，所以神也不会听。
And thank God, during that time, I was reminded that maybe it's because I was acting.I was very idle in my life. I thought about different things and I wasn't focused.
那我就奉主耶稣圣名祷告，再一次的重新开始祷告。
So once again, I began to pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
那我说求主耶稣带领，求主耶稣给我力量。
And I asked God to guide me, to give me strength.
那个时候我体会到那是人一生用这个世界都无法代替的喜悦跟平安。
And at that time, I experienced a joy and peace that could not be replaced with anything in this world.
那有了那样一个体验，我就心想说，主耶稣，我想要受洗，求你给我安排。
And after that experience, I told Lord Jesus, I want to be baptized. Please arrange it for me.
那这样就过了半年以后，回到达拉斯，从在教会慕道了一段时间，那就感谢神的安排，就接受受洗。
So after half a year, I returned to Dallas, and I was able to go to a church.
就是去年的暑假灵恩会。
And sought the truth for a year. And last year, during the spiritual convocation, I was able to be baptized.
可是跟对于圣经上的无知啊，那些神的道理，有时候听了一会儿就忘，然后也不知道，甚至讲到在讲什么，我也听不懂。那因为这样子，开始有些担心自己的信仰。
Sometimes I would feel very ignorant of the word of God because I would listen to sermons but not understand, and I became very worried for my faith.
想说神赐给我圣灵带领我受洗，那如果我的信仰不能这样站立得住的话，我在美国只是暂时的居住。
And I thought God has granted me His Holy Spirit and arranged for me to be baptized, but if I cannot build up my faith, I'm only living in the United States temporarily.
那想说回到中国以后，那怎么办？
And when I return to mainland China, what will I do?
那我也请就是之前传福音给我的那个姐妹，请她一起帮我为这件事祷告。我真的很需要信仰上的知识。
So I also asked the sister who had first preached to me to pray about this matter for me and with me, so that I can be able to stand firm in my faith.
那结果两个月以后，然后教会就听到 NYTS 的消息。
So after 2 months, I heard that there was going to be a NYTS.
那当时我听到我不知道什么是 NYTS， 那我就从弟兄姐妹那里了解什么是这个 NYTS。
At that time, I didn't know what a NYTS was, so I asked the brothers and sisters, and then I slowly understood what it was.
那感谢神，就让我了解到以后，我就说。神真的是慈爱的神，他原来听了我的祷告，他就是给我这个时间让我去灵修，去在信仰上更认识神。
And when I understood, I thanked God because then I realized He was giving me this opportunity so I can go cultivate myself spiritually and grow in my faith.
那了解后有两件事我比较担心。
So when I understood what this was for, I became worried about two things.
因为我来美国只是工作而已，然后英文很烂，不会讲英文。
Because I only came to United States to work, so my English wasn't so good.
那一件事就是因为我曾经在高处有摔下过来，我的腰有骨折的现状。
Another thing I was worried was because one time I fell from a high location and fractured my hip, so I was worried something might happen.
一个是听不懂道理，一个是祷告没有办法持续。
My first worry is that I will not be able to understand the classes. My second worry is that I will not be able to pray for long lengths.
就为这件事祷告，求神再一次给我力量。
So I pray for these things and ask God to give me strength again.
那后来，传道娘回到教会，就跟她讲说翻译的事情。
So after Sister Jo came back to church, I told her about, 翻译的事情。
对。
About having an interpreter.
那我说，可不可以？有翻译给我，那传道娘说你只要凭着信心去，神一定会给你恩典。
So I asked Sister Jo, if I go to NYTS, can they arrange an interpreter for me? But Sister Jo told me, just have faith and go and God will provide.
翻译的事情不用担心，神自会安排。
So don't worry about having an interpreter because God will arrange.
那腰部的事情，因为从小大概有八年的时间，那我从来没有感受到就是会越来越好，只是越来越严重。那这件事情我也是继续祷告。
八年。
对，八年。
And as for concerning my hip, because I had this problem for over 8 years, so and in the past 8 years, I never felt that it was getting better, but just worse. So I didn't know what to do.
神的爱，神的恩典，神的怜悯，永远都在他那里。你就是要看你去不去拿。
But the love, the grace, the mercy of God is always there. It depends if we want to pray for it.
那神给我的勇敢，我就去了，去去年的 NYTS.
So God gave me the courage to go to the NYTS last year.
那在那里以后，真的神的恩典在那显现。每天的祷告，每一次的祷告，不管是进食祷告还是午餐晚餐祷告，我都有参加，这样子。
And when I was there, I really saw the grace of God manifest because during every prayer, whether morning, lunch, or the nighttime prayers, I would join.
甚至是一天进餐两次，那坚持到一个礼拜，这样的一个力量都是神赐给我的。
And even though there were only 2 meals a day, but I still had the strength to continue this whole week, and the strength was given to me by God.
当我祷告的时候，我感觉我的腰神在医治我，很舒服。因为我的腰有的时候会冰麻木，没有感觉。那祷告的时候，神都是让我很舒服，很有力量，从来没有的，没有过的。
And when I was praying, I felt that God was healing my hip, because in the past when I, my hip would feel very cold and weak, but when I was praying, I didn't feel any of it.
让我又一次的认识神更深一步。那神真的很爱我，感谢神。那我最后去年 NYTS 从头到尾很顺利，很感谢神。那不管在任何事情上面都 领会到神的恩典，在道理上面认识很多。
So I was able to get to know God on an even deeper level, and the entire NYTS was very smooth and went very well.
最后祷告跟神讲说 NYTS 真的很好，求神可以让我安排下一次的今年的2001年可以再来。
And during the last prayer at NYTS, I told God that it was very good for me to be here. And I asked God to give me the opportunity so that I would be able to attend the NYTS for next year.
今年真的来了，感
谢神。And this year, I was able to come, and I thank God.
可是这次来心态不一样，心态不一样。
But this time when I came, I had a different attitude.
在来之前我很软弱，连教会都不想去。很软弱，连教会都不想。来之前。
Before coming this time, I was very weak in my faith, and I didn't even feel like going to church.
甚至来的两天前，机票什么一切都准备好了，那我都想找尽任何理由就不想要来。
Even though I already purchased my tickets and prepared for everything, but 2 days before coming, I wanted to find just any excuse to let me not come.
那这个姐妹又鼓励我，我跟她有讲过这件事，她又鼓励我说，你一定要去，因为那是神的恩典，你不拿没有人，神不会白白的送给你。
But when I told the sister about it, she told me that you have to go because this is the grace of God. God will not give you grace for nothing.
那来了以后，在祷告、听道理上面都觉得很好像是一种痛苦，觉得听也听不下去，祷告也祷不下去。
But when I came and I listened to a class and I started praying, I felt very painful in both, whether in listening or praying.
那觉得每一天过得都很慢。
I felt that every day was going by very slowly.
那我就跟神讲，到第三天的时候，我说我怎么了？我为什么这么软弱？
And by the third day, I told God, "What is wrong with me? Why am I so weak?"
那神让我想到他的恩典，从在中国一直来美国一切的恩典，他是怎么带领我的，又怎么听我的祷告。
And God reminded me of the grace that He gave me when I was still in China and how I came to the United States.
那我很感动，痛哭跟神讲说，我哪里错了，我不知道该怎么办。
So I was very touched and I wept bitterly to God and I told God how I would change.
每天的祷告都是这样子，没有什么进步。
And so every day I was pray like this with really no growth.
直到礼拜天的一个早上早祷会，让我对自己很没有信心，连讲哈利路亚都讲不出来。
Up until Sunday morning when we had our prayer, I felt very weak in faith. I couldn't even say hallelujah.
那我就觉得我好像如果这样子回去本地教会，可能更不想去教会了。
And I felt that if I returned to my local church like this, perhaps I would not even continue going to church.
那祷告完以后，一个姐妹说，要不要出去走一走？
And so after praying, a sister told me, "Do you want to go out and walk a bit?"
我说好啊，去透透气，我也心情不是很好。
And so I told her, "Okay, let's get some fresh air," because I wasn't feeling very good at the time either.
她说我跟你讲一个见证。
But let me tell you a testimony.
是刚刚神听了我的祷告。
And that is, God just heard my prayers just now.
我说你是怎么祷告，神听你的祷告。
So I asked the sister, how did you pray that God would hear your prayers?
她说因为我祷告喉咙哑了，我不能唱出赞美神的诗，我只想赞美神。
And the sister told me, because when I pray, my throat already became sore, so I can't sing hymns to praise God.
那我当时听这个很感动，她说到最后副歌的时候，我唱到那个高声，连我自己都不敢想象。
And when she told me this, I was very moved because she told me, when we were ending the prayer with a hymn, she was able to hit that high note, and she wasn't able to believe it either.
她说我也真的很感动，我都不敢相信。
And so she also told me that, she couldn't believe it, and she was also very moved.
那这个见证就让我唱诗的时候，一边唱一边流泪。
So after hearing this testimony, when I was singing hymns, I sang and wept at the same time?
我怎么没有一个这样单纯爱神的信心？
Why don't I have such a simple faith?
让我想到我求的都是这个世界上的东西。
And then I realized that what I was praying for were all things for this world.
瞬间我觉得我很污秽，很肮脏。
And suddenly I felt very dirty.
祷告的时候跟神讲说，我知道我错，我可是我还有两个盲点，我不知道在哪里，但我知道我不应该求世上的东西。
And so when I prayed, I repented to God, but I told him I still had two blind spots. I know that I shouldn't pray for the things of this world.
求神你让我知道我错在哪里了，我真的很痛苦。
And I prayed to God saying, please let me know what I'm doing wrong because I am in pain.
然后神真的听我祷告，神说，当时就用圣灵来责怪我说。
And God really heard my prayers because during that time, God used His Holy Spirit to rebuke me.
你为什么这么喜欢这个罪恶的世界？
And asked me, why do you love this sinful world so much?
神的，你住在神的殿，一日不是胜千日吗？一日胜千日，诗篇里面。
When you are in the house of God, is not one day better than 1,000 days elsewhere?
那这句话也是我们在分享当中有看过的一章经节。
And this passage is also a passage we read during our group sharing.
那后来我就跟讲说，对不起神，我错了这样子。
So as I prayed, I told God, sorry, I'm wrong.
求神让我知道我错在哪里。
And I asked God to teach me where I am wrong.
礼拜一那天我讲错话了，我来 NYTS 第一天我讲错话。
And I remembered on Monday, the first day when I came to NYTS, I'd said something wrong.
我跟一个姐妹抱怨说，我不想来这里，我觉得这里好痛苦。
I had complained to a sister that I didn't want to come and I felt very painful here.
想到这句话的时候，我真的只有痛苦，低头不敢抬头。
And when I remembered I said this, I could only weep bitterly and I was too ashamed to lift my head.
又求神说，我真的没有智慧。
And I told God that I truly have no wisdom.
那神又用圣灵跟我讲说，你已经不是摩西过红海的时候的信仰了。
And during this time, the Holy Spirit told me that your faith is no longer like the faith of Moses when he crossed the Red Sea.
你已经看到神的恩典了，你要进步。
You have already seen the grace of God. You must improve.
你已经认识神了。
You already know God.
你要像约书亚带以色列过那个约旦河的那个信仰，你要有信，你要迈那一步，你才能看到神的荣耀。
You have to have the faith, like when Joshua led the Israelites to cross the Jordan.
当时这些也都是我们在上课当中学过的。
And of course, these things are the things that we've been learning in class.
那我又跟神低头讲，我说我很软弱，我没有那个能力。
So I lowered my head and told God, I am very weak. I don't have the ability.
求你让我知道那个属灵的智慧。
Please teach me your spiritual wisdom.
那时候我就跟神一直痛哭，求这件事。那感谢神，最后他让我感觉到那个喜乐，那个圣灵的充满跟喜乐又再一次的在我身上感觉到。
And so for this thing, I kept praying and weeping bitterly. But in the end, God filled me with the joy of His Holy Spirit.
我就感到我越来越高，在就好像在一个什么空间，然后离世界很远。
And I felt I was being uplifted as if I was very far away from the world.
神说，你要靠神站立得住，不然你没有办法面对以后的事情。
And God told me that you have to rely on God to stand firm in your faith, or else in the future you're not able to do anything.
那有了这样子祷告，让我就了解到说我的罪很深，因为为什么神都一直没有听我的祷告。
And through this experience and prayer, I realized how deep my sins are, and that was why God didn't hear my prayers.
我后来就思考说，求神给我这个智慧，让我知道那个罪的根源在哪里。
And so later when I was thinking, I asked God to help me understand what is the source of my sin.
就是在一个人的念头，当你的念头一出来的时候，你就已经犯罪了。
And I realized that the source of my sin is when a sinful thought appears, because that is the moment when we begin to sin.
我祷告跟神讲说，这个念头我没有办法控制得住，只有想出来我才知道我错了，在想之前我不知道，行为，人的举止行为我可以改变，但这个我改变不了，我没有能力，求神赐给我。
And I told God, I don't have the strength to control my thoughts. I can control my actions, but once my thoughts appear in my head, I can't control it. So I asked God for the ability to be able to manage.
那在以后的祷告当中都就是都很好，然后很充满感受到神的爱。那最明白的就是说要读圣经，因为我以前读圣经太少，那所有神的话都在这本圣经里，你要去读，你读明白神的话，靠神，你就会除掉你的罪恶。
And later prayers, all the later prayers were all very good, and I felt very fulfilled. But one thing I learned is that I must read the Bible more, because when I read the Word of God, and the Word of God fills me, then I'm able to get rid of the sin.
那感谢神，那在两天前天的事又发生一个事情，就是在祷告当中。
And I thank God, 2 days ago in prayer, something else had happened.
因为在我受洗的时候，传道跟我讲说，因为你一个人来信主，你要依靠神，你要比别人要特别的去坚固你的信仰，你的责任很重，你要带你的家人来信主。
When I was baptized, the pastor encouraged me, telling me that because I am the only member of my family to believe,I must strengthen my faith even more than others, and I must stand firm because I need to preach to my family.
那从那儿开始就在祷告当中就求神可以开这个恩典给我。
So ever since then, in prayer, I've been asking God to open up this grace for me.
那在那祷告当中，我就为家人祷告，可是想到舅舅的时候就很难过，就一直掉眼泪，不知道为什么。
So in prayer, I would pray for my family, but sometimes I would feel very sorrowful, and I would start shedding tears and not know why.
当时的感觉就是说，祷告完要赶快去打电话回国给家人。
And when I finished praying, my thought was that I wanted to call my family back home.
就感觉说他们好像出什么事了。
And I felt as if something had happened to them.
结果打完这个电话，还真的就是舅舅从高处摔下来，那人不能动。那有很多骨折的地方，骨折的地方就是从高处摔下来。那舅舅。
When I called them, I discovered my uncle had fell from also a high place, and he had fractures.
那当时听到舅舅这个事情以后，我不知道哪来的勇气，就是跟他讲说：“我说舅舅，你知道我怎么知道感觉到你们不平安吗
？”So during that time when I called my family and discovered what happened to my uncle. Suddenly I had the courage to tell my uncle and ask him, do you know why I know that something happened to our family and was able to call home?
然后他说你怎么知道的?
And so my uncle asked me, how did you know?
我说你还记得以前在国内的时候我有的时候会看看圣经?
And I told my uncle, do you remember when I was back home and sometimes I would be reading the Bible?
那我跟他讲说我信耶稣基督。
And I told him, I believe in Jesus Christ now.
那他说哦，他说你放心，我没事。我说我会为你祷告。
And he told me, don't worry, nothing's wrong with me. But I told him, I will pray for you.
那感谢神，就是说他受伤，利用这个机会让我第一次跟我家人说，我信耶稣基督，我在这里有神学训练，在学习圣经里的道理。
And I thank God through this opportunity.I was able to tell my family for the first time that I believed in Jesus, and I was learning about God here.
那感谢神，就是这个地方也可以跟弟兄姐妹分享，可以让他们帮我带到一起，那个带到的力量很大，就为舅舅带到。
And I also thank God that in this place, I can ask many brothers and sisters to pray for me and also pray for my uncle.
那当我祷告的时候，我就又想到说，神的恩典不是只有那一个，还有一个。
So as I prayed, I remembered that.The grace of God was not only just that event, but also others.
因为爸爸跟舅舅在半年前，因为我们儿女的关系，他们吵一架。
什么关系？
儿女的关系。
Around half a year ago, my uncle and also my father started fighting because of different things concerning children.
那当时我听到我也很伤心，因为我从小是跟舅舅长大的。那爸爸也很感恩，就舅舅把我带大。
So when I heard that my uncle and my father were fighting, I was very sad because my uncle had, had practically raised me.
那我就跟神讲说，他们关系很好，为什么会吵架？求神带领这件事情，不要让他们闹翻，要让他们和好。
So in prayer, I told God, why did they start to fight? Because they used to be on such good terms, and I asked God to take care of them so that they would no longer fight.
可这件事也是过了很久了，我也忘记了。祷告当中也忘记为他们祷告。可是那个事情我知道以后，在祷告当中神提醒我。
So after praying for this event, as time passed, I forgot about this event and I forgot about praying about it. But when I was praying more recently, I was reminded of this.
就是他们和好了，然后舅舅跟我讲说，你爸爸真的很好，他我受伤都是他在照顾我，晚上我真的很痛，痛到没有办法睡觉，都是他在陪我讲话聊天，让我可以进入到睡觉的状况。
Because after my uncle got hurt, my uncle told me that. They reconciled with each other, with my father, and they were on very good terms. And my father was very good to him and would take care of him every day.
那我想到神的恩典，就是说，真的对我真的很感谢神了，很大的恩典，让我的爸爸和舅舅关系和好，又让我的家人知道我信耶稣基督。
So when I thought of the grace of God, I realized how good God was to me because He not only allowed me to tell my family that I am a Christian now.But he mended the relationship between my father and my uncle.
就是求神继续带领，可以让他们信主耶稣。
But I continue to pray to God to ask God to guide them so that they may both of them may believe in Christ.
那这个灵恩会让我感到很充满、很充实。那也认识到神更多、更圣经上的道理更多一些。
And so this NYTS, I feel very fulfilled and satisfied because.Now I know God on an even deeper level.
让我知道认识主耶稣以后就没有悔改的事情，一定要为自己的信仰负责任。
And I know that after I have known Lord Jesus, I must take responsibility for my faith.
这是我的见证，愿一切的荣耀颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督，天上的真神。
And this is my testimony. May all the glory and honor and praise be unto our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven.
Amen.
很感谢神，我们今天听了三个美好的见证。
Thank God we're able to hear three beautiful testimonies.
Esther Chiu 姐妹，她去年可以说是人生当中的死因的幼骨。
For Sister Esther Chiu, we can say that last year she had been walking in the shadow of the valley of death.
但是主耶稣把她带出来，流泪谷变成泉源之地。
But Lord Jesus led her out so that a valley of tears can be a fountain of life.
有时候我们生活当中很多东西我们以为是理所当然的。
Sometimes we take a lot of things in life for granted.
我们会不会为了我们可以睡觉而感谢主呢？
Do we thank God for the ability to sleep at night?
我们常常会埋怨说，哎呀，都睡得不够。
We often would complain to God that we don't have enough sleep.
太早要起床。
Complain to God that we have to wake up so early.
晚上想说早点睡又不能睡。
And complain to God that we want to sleep earlier, but not be able to fall asleep. That we have so many things to do.
其实啊，能够躺在床上能够睡得着，就是恩典啊。
But in fact, to be able to lie on our bed and be able to fall asleep is grace from God.
有人说年纪越大，睡得越少。
Some people say the older we get, the less we sleep.
有一些很早睡下去，几个小时都睡不着。
But for some people, they lie on their beds very early, but they're not able to fall asleep.
四五点就醒过来了。
And they wake up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
真的，很多小事情我们都要为这个事情感谢神。
So indeed, there are a lot of small things that we must give thanks for.
还有他提他母亲，还有弟兄姐妹的爱心支撑着他。
And Sister Esther also mentioned the love that her family and the brothers and sisters in the church gave her.
我们的父母都很爱我们。
We know that our parents love us.
我们要对我们的父母好一点。
So we must treat our parents better.
这次回去 MITS 第一件事情要做什么？
After returning home this time, what is the first thing we need to do?
不要回去打开电脑就上网。
It is not turning on our computers and going on the internet.
回去拿个电话，或者跟父母好好聊一聊天。
The first thing we should do returning home is calling our parents and have a nice conversation with them.
谢谢爸爸妈妈，你很爱我们。
Thanking our father and mother for their love.
我要做个好孩子，我也要更爱你。
And that we should determine to become good children and love them more.
还要报答父母的恩典。
So that we can repay the love of our parents.
我们看诗篇五十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 56.
第六节。
Psalm chapter 56, verse 6.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇五十六篇第三节。
Psalm 56, verse 3.
我惧怕的时候要依靠你。
Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you.
我想这首这节对 Sister Esther 来说啊，应该还有很多的体验。
And I think Sister Esther probably can understand this verse on a very deep level.
在她最害怕的时候。
When she was most afraid.
在医院，在一个很脏、很冷、很害怕的地方的时候。
When she was in a hospital in a very cold and dirty place.
主耶稣借着她父亲的口说，主耶稣不会丢弃你。
Through the mouth of her father.Lord Jesus told her, the Lord will not forsake you.
下一次我们害怕的时候,
so next time when we are afraid,
也要记住这句话,
we must also remember this.
我惧怕的时候,
whenever I am afraid,
我要依靠你,
I will trust in you.
那第二个,这是汉森弟兄的这个见证。
And the second testimony we had from Brother Hansing.
他从他的车祸当中体会到主的恩典。
And he was able to experience the grace of God through a car accident.
很奇妙，他那天就是想要坐后面。
And it was very miraculous that on that day he wanted to sit in the back.
如果没有坐后面，可能就变这个肉酱了，或者是变意大利面的酱了，被压扁了。
Because if he did not sit in the back, he would probably become meat sauce.
所以有时候生命当中的东西啊，真的很奇妙。
So sometimes the things in life are indeed very miraculous.
是主在奇妙的安排。
Because it is the miraculous arrangement of God.
他妈妈也没有骂他，那么没有礼貌，坐后面，我是你的司机啊。他没有这样啊，就让他坐后面了。
And we know that during that time, his mother didn't rebuke him and say, "You're so impolite," and sitting in the back as if she is his driver.
就是那么奇妙，就是因为坐后面啊，就得到保护了。
We see that.It was just this miraculous that he sat in the back so that he was protected.
这个是圣灵感动他要去坐后面的。
This is the Holy Spirit moving him to sit in the back.
要圣灵感动才可以了，没有圣灵感动，不要每次自己坐后面，这样不礼貌。
So we only sit in the back that the Holy Spirit moves us to. We shouldn't just sit in the back because it's impolite.
所以主耶稣啊，就是在这个患难当中了，保守了我们这位弟兄啊。
So in tribulation, our Lord Jesus protected his brother.
所以也让他自己感觉到，如果没有主耶稣，今天我们都不在这边。
And he was also able to experience that without Lord Jesus, we will not be here today.
所以我们今天能够来聚会是一种恩典。
So today, for us to be able to come to service, this is a grace from God.
可以走路，可以坐在这个板凳上面，是恩典。
To be able to walk, to sit on this pew, this is grace.
所以我们要把握主耶稣给我们的每一天。
So we must cherish each day that Lord Jesus gives us.
不要只有为自己而活。
We should not only live for ourselves.
我们做什么都要为主耶稣而做。
And everything we do, we must do for our Lord Jesus.
如果我们读书，就好好去读。
If we are studying, we should study diligently.
不要 major 改来改去。
We shouldn't just keep hopping majors.
浪费了时间。
Wasting time.
要读就好好去读。
And if we are reading books, we should study diligently.
然后就好好的学习这个技术或是教育来将来服侍主。
To learn this skill or occupation diligently so that we can use it to serve God in the future.
工作我们也是为了主。
When we work, we also work for our Lord.
可以在世上做盐做光荣耀主耶稣的圣名。
So that we can be the salt and light in this world to glorify the name of the Lord.
你想想看，主耶稣随时都可以把我们收回去的。
Because we know that the Lord can take us back at any moment.
都不用跟我们讲什么，随时这样。我们都可以不在了。
He doesn't have to give us prior notice. He can just take us away.
所以说今天还留着我们。
But today, Lord Jesus allows us to be here.
我们怎么可以只是为了自己呢？
How can we only live for ourselves?
所以感谢主，我们也非常的感谢主，听到汉森弟兄的这个见证。
So we thank God we're able to hear Brother Hansing's testimony.
最后 Sister 姐 Sandy 姐妹的这个见证。
Lastly, we had Sister Sandy.Give her testimony.
她提到她两次参加神训班不同的体验。
She talked about her two different experiences attending NYTS.
去年来是领受恩典，只是在神的恩典当中。
Last year when she came, she was here to receive grace and would only lived in grace.
我们大部分的人入门都是因为领受了神的恩典。
For most of us, when we come to believe, it is because we have received grace from God.
但是如果只靠领受恩典还是不够啊。
But if we only rely on receiving grace, this is not enough.
我们还要在真理上面有进步。
Because we must grow in the truth.
不然很快我们就会软弱，就会离开主。
Because otherwise we will grow weak very quickly and leave the Lord.
所以他自己也见证，去年是领受恩典，但是今年呢，是在真理上面扎根了。
So she also testified that last year she received grace, but this year she was rooted in the truth.
透过不断的反省自己，圣灵的提醒。
Through examining ourselves and the Holy Spirit, reminding her.
他有提到说，他第一个礼拜来觉得非常的。
She mentioned that when during her first week here, she felt that the time was going by very slowly and it was very painful for her.
说实在，如果不是被圣灵带领，如果不是有谦卑的心，真的在这边两个礼拜好像一辈子一样。
And truthfully, if the Holy Spirit does not guide us with a humble and so that we can have a humble heart, if we stay for 2 weeks here, it's simply a waste of our time.
真的，有些青年哦，说我来一次就够了，不要了。
And really, there are youths that only come to NYTS once and are too afraid to come back again.
整天祷告，腰骨都酸了。
We pray the entire day and we become so sore.
我的膝盖都痛了。
My knees are hurting.
整天进食，没有得吃早餐。
And we're fasting the whole day and not eating breakfast.
所以如果不是被圣灵感动，没有体验神了，这两个礼拜真的是很难过。
So unless we are moved by the Holy Spirit,And we experience God, it is very difficult for us to stay these 2 weeks.
从先帝姐妹的见证，她提到好几点很重要，讲到圣灵的宝贵。
So from Sister Sandy's testimony, we can learn several points about the preciousness of the Holy Spirit.
真耶稣教会之所以宝贵的地方，是因为我们有圣灵的同在。
The preciousness of the true Jesus Church is the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
她以前是来自于中国，是一个无神论的一个地方。
She originally came from mainland China, and that was a country where most people were atheists.
从小也没有信神。
So she did not believe in any God since she was young.
她为什么会信主呢？
So, but why did she come to believe in the Lord?
是先领受了圣灵，有了体验，才接受洗礼的。
She first received the Holy Spirit to experience the Holy Spirit, then she accepted baptism.
这个圣灵就是主耶稣本身，就是神本身。
This Holy Spirit is Lord Jesus Himself, God Himself.
五旬节那一天，圣灵大大的降临。
On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit poured down,
使徒被圣灵充满。
And the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit.
大有能力说出方言。
They, with great power, they also spoke in tongues.
这个就是得圣灵的证据。
This is the evidence of receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是今天过去2000年，很多教会都没有圣灵的体验。
But after 2000 years have passed, many churches do not have this experience.
因为圣灵已经离开了教会了。
Because the Holy Spirit had left the church.
但是在末后，按照主耶稣的应许。
But in the last days, according to the promise of Lord Jesus,
圣灵要重建他的教会。
The Holy Spirit will reestablish his church.
圣灵要充满真教会。
The Holy Spirit will fill the true church.
每一个人只要你诚心祈求，谦卑自己，都会求到圣灵。
As long as we earnestly and humbly pray for the Holy Spirit, everyone will receive the Holy Spirit.
Sandy 姐妹就是这样。
So we see Sister Sandy,
很谦卑的
receive this.
求到圣灵了，自己都不知道有圣灵了。原来已经说方言说灵言了。
She humbled herself and she didn't even realize she received the Holy Spirit and was speaking in tongues.
说实在，如果没有圣灵啊，这样祷告一天几个小时，真的很痛苦。
And if we don't have the Holy Spirit to pray for several hours a day, it is indeed a pain.
他说有圣灵充满。
But if we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
他刚刚讲到他第一次参加 NYTS 是充满喜乐，充满平安。
She mentioned the first time when she attended NYTS, she was filled with joy and peace.
但是有时候有人问了，为什么我们要说灵言，要得圣灵？
But sometimes some may ask, why must we speak in tongues to say that we have received the Holy Spirit?
祷告说灵言，就圣灵在里面帮我们祷告。
When we pray and we speak in tongues, it is the Holy Spirit praying for us.
圣灵也会指教我们一些东西。
The Holy Spirit will also teach us some things.
我们看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
三十章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。二十一节。
21.
你向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。这是有关于有圣灵的预言。
This is a prophecy concerning the Holy Spirit.
在以后啊，主耶稣给我们这个最好的老师就是圣灵啊。
And here it mentions that Lord Jesus will give us on the last days the best teacher, and that is the Holy Spirit.
你要向左，你要向右，圣灵会带领我们。
Whether we should go left or right, the Holy Spirit will guide us.
像刚刚 Sandy 姐妹提到，她不晓得为什么她做错了什么，或者是哪里不完全。
Earlier, Sister Sandy shared with us that she didn't know what she was doing wrong.
所以祷告里面她就求神了。
So when, as she was praying, she asked God to reveal it to her.
指教我哪里做得不好, 为什么我来的这几天都很痛苦, 没有被圣灵充满?
Teach me, what am I doing wrong? Why is it that I am so painful here?
哇,那圣灵就提醒她,
and then the Holy Spirit reminded her,
为什么贪爱这个罪恶的世界?
Why do we covet this sinful world?
人来了,心没有来,
even though our person is here, our heart is not here.
很羡慕那些外面的花花世界,
why do we envy the world outside?
所以心不在,
so if our heart is not here, we cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵真的会教我们很多事情,
and the Holy Spirit will truly teach us many things.
会跟我们讲话,
he will talk to us.
会把圣经解释给我们听,
he will explain the Bible to us.
所以这个就是圣灵的宝贵,
and that is the preciousness of the Holy Spirit.
更奇妙, 他讲到说, 他的在灵里面, 在祷告里面, 为他的那个uncle来祷告, 觉得很忧伤。
And something even more miraculous, she mentioned that in spirit, as she was praying, she felt sorrow for her uncle.
电话一打, 原来uncle有意外。
And when she called her uncle, she realized that he had an accident.
哇, 灵里面, 圣灵已经告诉他了, 家里出了问题了。
In spirit, the Holy Spirit already told her that something happened in her family.
所以圣经告诉我们,
so the Bible teaches us.
我们看哥林多前书,
let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书,
1 Corinthians
第二章,
chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章,
1 Corinthians chapter 2,
14节,
verse 14.
这两节很重要,
this is a very important verse.
二章十四节,
chapter 2, verse 14.
然而属血气的人不领会圣灵的事, 反倒以为愚拙, 并且不能知道, 因为这事是唯有属灵的人才能看透。 14.
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned.
如果一个人属于血气,
if a person is of the flesh,
他不会领会圣灵的事,
he will not receive the things of the Holy Spirit.
他会觉得你们做什么?
He will say, what are you doing?
那么无聊,
why are you wasting your time?
整天去教会,
spending your whole day at church,
祷告那么奇怪,
praying in such a strange way.
那么他是属血气的,
but that is a person of the flesh. So they cannot understand the things of the Holy Spirit.
但是15节, 属灵的人呢,
but in verse 15 it says, he who is spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will move us as we're praying and teach us something that and tell us something that no one else knows.
哇,
this is what is so miraculous about the Holy Spirit. So every time when we are weak, we have to remember we have the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus wants to use this Holy Spirit to help us.
恩典就在那边,
the grace is there. We have to go and take it. Because the Holy Spirit is unlimited. As long as we kneel down and pray, everything is possible.
主的恩典啊,
because the blessings of the Lord are abundant.
感谢主,
so we thank God today we heard three beautiful testimonies.
我们再来唱90首来, 刚刚数算完主的恩典,
now that we have received the grace of God, let us ponder on it a while and sing hymn 90.
Albert. 我们唱第一节跟最后一节就好了。
Let us just sing the first and the last verse.
When our lives below you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your many blessings, even one by one, count your many blessings, see what God has done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has
done. 最后一节,
last verse.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Heaven comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your many blessings. see what God hath done. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们再同心默祷，然后我们休息一下。
Let us pray in silence and take a short break.
Amen.